In Alzheimer's disease, the question, so I should not refer to you, what you say. I should refer to what you say, but not, your voice will not be on there. Okay, sorry. In Alzheimer's disease, we've struggled for the last two or three decades as to whether the problem is too much production or not enough removal of A-beta. There are two ways to fill a bathtub. You can turn up the spigot, or you can block the drain more effectively. In Alzheimer's, it turns out both are at issue. Some people clearly have too much A-beta production throughout life. Those are rare cases of familial Alzheimer's in which there are mutations in the two, in two or three of the genes that manufacture A-beta. And I'll use a small prop that I always have with me. It's a Bic pen, and it turns out that there's a protein in the brain, in millions of copies in everyone's brain, called amyloid parent protein, or APP. It has a front end and a back end, and it sits in the wall of a cell like this. So this is the inside in here, and then there's this big white part that sticks out. And this is actually how it sits, and this big pen has been manufactured to be a two-scale model of amyloid parent protein, or APP. Well, now the clasp on the pen is the bad guy in Alzheimer's, or at least so people like myself believe. And there are two cuts. There's a cut like this, and the pen, or the amyloid parent protein, comes apart, and this part is secreted from the cell and does good things. So it's not at issue in Alzheimer's. This part then remains in the cell wall, in the membrane of the cell, and a second cut occurs right here at the ridge of the pen, and this part, the clasp, comes off. And just the clasp is called amyloid beta, or A-beta. So just this piece. And if you make one, it's called a singlet or a monomer, and it's okay. Everyone makes it. And if you make a lot more than a few, they find each other and pair up as a doublet or a triplet or a quadruplet. And you're off to the races, and that's trouble. So there's an orderly cutting of this normal parent protein by two enzymes. One's called beta secretase. It cuts at the beginning of the clasp. One's called gamma secretase. It cuts at the end. So the question is Alzheimer's a problem of too much A-beta production or too little removal? And the answer is both. If you have too much activity here by so-called beta secretase, and we know some Alzheimer's patients have that, you make too much A-beta and it builds up. If you have too much activity here, the so-called gamma secretase, the second cut, you can also get Alzheimer's, and we know examples of that. The enzyme that does this second cut is called presenilin. It's called presenilin because when it has a mutation, it causes a very aggressive presenile form of Alzheimer's that happens in as early as the 30s, which is, you know, inconceivable. And yet other people with Alzheimer's cut at a normal rate here, a normal rate here, and they have a problem with removing the A-beta peptide from the brain. It's a clearance problem, and there we know a gene that is responsible for clearance called APOE4, and quite a lot of people have the APOE4 trait in our society. They're much more prone to get Alzheimer's.